You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
With the first vote on the welfare reform bill being passed in the Commons on Tuesday night, after some major changes being made to the bill, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are gathering the reactions, thoughts and comments from blind and partially sighted people. And joining me now is Yusuf Osman. So, Yusuf, what was your reaction when you heard that the first vote on the welfare reform bill had been passed in the Commons on Tuesday night?
Well, I suppose we have to be grateful for small mercies, Toby, insofar as the part of the bill concerned with PIP, which would have meant that any partially sighted person who is currently getting PIP now would have got one lot of money, and any partially sighted person applying for PIP after the bill came into force would have got something lower. I suppose we have to be grateful that that isn't now going to happen, at least for the next few months until the Stephen Timms review is completed. After that, who can say? But if you don't mind me saying, I think the problem is, and it's the same problem with every single welfare reform bill and every single consultation, because the pathway to work consultation has just concluded. And the problem is, governments are always looking to save money. That seems to be the major priority. It's always on the basis of the number of people who are allegedly swinging the lead or getting benefits when they shouldn't. And to be a little bit more, let's say, a little bit more positive towards what the government's doing, they also say they're trying to help disabled people into work. But none of these, all of that is placed on the responsibility of the disabled person. None of it is about discrimination, which is one of the big reasons why so few blind and partially sighted people are in employment. And the RNIB's own research from a few years ago showed that I think it was 9 out of 10 employers thought that blind people were unemployable. So until we get that attitude changed, societal attitudes changed, until we strengthen the Equality Act, until we make it easier for people to take claims under it for employment discrimination, until we do all of those things, maybe even making the Equality Act criminal law rather than civil law, so that it's then down to the police and the Crown prosecutors to investigate it, I don't think we're going to get anywhere with helping blind and partially sighted people into employment and dealing with artificially trying to cut the benefits bill by just taking people off it is not going to get us anywhere.
And what do you think the government should be doing to sort of, I suppose, make that change with the opinion of employers that they think, you know, sort of blind and partially sighted people can't do the job, or if somebody starts to lose their sight, well, that's the end of it. I mean, what can be done to change those opinions?
So I'd start by changing the Department for Work and Pensions for a start. So I would remove disabled people, everything to do with working age disabled adults, from that department and put it in a special department with its own Secretary of State at cabinet level. And their responsibility would be not to look at pensions, not to look at unemployment benefits per se, but to support disabled people. And their staff would be highly trained, highly specialised. That's the first thing. The second thing would be that department would have responsibility for discrimination cases. So it would be for them to support blind people and other disabled people in taking discrimination cases when discrimination takes place in applying for jobs, or even if an employer gets rid of somebody because of them losing their sight. And then I would want the government to think about the fact that there are jobs that us blind people simply cannot do. And that in itself makes the jobs that we can do harder to get, because we're then applying in a smaller pool with a larger number of people. So it's more difficult for us to get those jobs. And that department would have to have responsibility for access to work. And that needs a massive expansion in staff numbers so that those waiting times of, I think, sometimes 32 weeks from application to actually getting the money to get the equipment you need could be dramatically decreased. And there's scope in that to employ blind people to do some of those assessments. You know, a lot of us know about a lot of the equipment that would support other blind and visually impaired people to do jobs, to get into work. We can do those assessments. We could do training as part of preparing people for work. Why not get us into that kind of area as well?
Well, Youssef, thank you very much indeed for sharing your thoughts and comments on the passing of the first vote on the Welfare Reform Bill in the Commons on Tuesday night with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.